Hello and welcome to the Audio Addict Podcast. Before I get into it today, I'd like to take a minute and thank the sponsor of today's episode, Anchor. If you have not heard about Anchor, it is one of the quickest and easiest ways to make a podcast. It's free. It's a creation tool that allows you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will even distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and so many other platforms. You can even make money off your podcast with no minimum listenership. And everything is right there in one place. So make sure to go on over to iTunes, Google Play, and download the free Anchor app, or go over to anchor.fm and get started. Hey guys, welcome to the Audio Addict Podcast. My name is Greg Tungowski, and I'll be your host. Today I'm with John Tungowski, a gig musician, Army National Guard band member, college student, and my older brother. So welcome, John.
Thanks, it's so good to be here.
So, first and foremost, what is it like being a full-time gigging musician?
Oh, man. I mean, it's fun. It really is fun. I get to, you know, wake up every morning and do what I love. It's definitely a stressful job. It's a tedious job, especially in the field that I work in. There's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that go into it. And I mean, you know, the last 20 years, I consider part of my everyday job because it took me 20 years to get where I am.
So you're saying you started when you were three?
Roughly three or four. I started playing piano. And I mean, it's, like I said, it's a fun job. It's a fun job.
And what's your daily routine like?
Oh, my daily routine. I mean, it really depends on the day. As a gigging musician, every day is different. You never know what to expect. I mean, of course you plan ahead, but you know, everything changes in a moment. I mean, typically I'll get up and I'll usually do like my warm-ups in the morning. And I'll get ready for the day. And then as the day goes on, it depends if I have a gig in the afternoon, if I have a gig in the evening. But typically I'll go to the gig, I'll play the gig however long it is, whether it's an hour to 4 hours or whatever they need me for. And then really, I just go home or I go do whatever I want. Sometimes I'll stay at the venue and I'll just hang out, meet some fans, meet some people that are there, get to know my audience, which is always really important as a musician, to understand who you play for, and why they came out to see you.
And what venues do you mostly play at?
I mean, it really, I hate to say it depends, cause that's such a common thing to say, but it really does depend. As a pianist, I play anywhere from cocktail hours at clubs to the bar scene with a few other people, or, you know, playing jazz as background dinner music, all the way to musical theater shows where I'm playing evening shows, afternoon shows. So it really depends on what's set up for the day and what I'm going to be doing that day.
Awesome. And so being in the world of a pandemic right now, how has that changed the music scene for you specifically?
The pandemic has hit real hard in, I think, all the art scene, but especially in the music scene, because, when we went into a shutdown, you know, we weren't gigging anywhere, we weren't playing anywhere. And I mean, the biggest part of that is most of us are, we work for ourselves. So we are contracted musicians, meaning we don't get benefits, we don't get the security of having employment, which means we weren't able to like claim employment, which is a big hit for so many people in this field. We weren't allowed to do what we love every day. We had to find ways around it virtually with other aspects, different roads to follow, but it really hit hard for a lot of us musicians, especially myself, who's still in school. We weren't allowed to collaborate with other colleagues. We weren't allowed to play in big bands. We weren't allowed to play in groups, which is probably about half of our major, so it really took a toll on us.
Yeah. I think the pandemic has definitely hit a lot of places, and especially the music and the art scene with, I mean, absolutely no shows almost anywhere, everything being virtual. So next question, do you expect the music scene to go back to the way it was?
I mean, in retrospect, I don't think anything will ever go back to the way it was. The music scene especially won't go back to the way it was. So many new safety measures are going to be put into place, especially for the next 2 years, 2 or 3 years. There's going to be spacing between seats for shows. There's going to be max capacities at clubs, at bars. I think some of it will return back to normal, like dinner gigs and things like that. Outside gigs were a great help, especially in the summer, because people can spread out and it's open air. But as far as like musical theater, which is what I specialize in, it's going to be years and years until it ends up returning to what it is. I mean, as a touring musician or gigging musician, you're traveling, I mean, across the country, across the state, and that can really bother a lot of people in a pandemic because you're spreading things from other states and you're bringing things over, and it can be rough. It can be rough for sure, but I hope someday that we'll get back there.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are hoping that one day eventually we'll get back to a sort of kind of normal life and we can get back to going to parties and shows and everything that we were used to doing that was abruptly ended.
Mm-hmm.
And so the last question I have for you is kind of a cliche question, but what made you want to be a musician?
You know, I like to say it's in my blood. I didn't choose music. Music chose me. You know, like you said, cliche. It's all cliche, but it's true. It wasn't that one day I just woke up and said, hey, I'm going to be a musician. I actually hated music for a while. I did. When I was in like middle school, like 10 to 13, I hated it. Oh my God. I wanted to quit so bad. But I had a great supportive family, a great support chain that kept pushing me forward to keep working on it. And I think that's what really saved me. And once I found my connection to music and why I loved it so much, it gave me a reason to keep pursuing it. And so I followed it, and I went through many different paths, many different ways that I could follow music, whether I was doing low brass and orchestras or in ensembles, or whether I was doing piano in pit orchestras. I mean, there's so many different options out there, and I tried a bunch of them, like education, performance, things like that. And, you know, I never left music. It never left me. And that's what's important. I think a lot of people don't understand is that when you follow music, it's not like you're just following just something random or something that you're good at. You're following something that you connect with and that you can go home and say, I did a good day's work and I had fun doing it.
Yeah. And do you have any, I guess, words of encouragement towards aspiring music majors or people looking to get into the music scene?
Yeah. You're gonna hate it. You're gonna struggle. You're gonna have days where you just want to throw everything to the wind and just give up. And those are the days that you really need to work the most to figure out what's holding you back, what's hurting you, and use those as your fire, your passion to move forward. And just don't stop loving music. I mean, I say you're gonna hate it, but you're gonna hate it at the time. You're still gonna love music. You know, as long as you love something, you can continue doing it until who knows when. So just keep following the passion, keep working hard. And, you know, if you ever need help, reach out to another colleague, because I promise you that you're not the only one going through a hard time right now. Everyone's been there. Everyone's gone through it. And as a music community, we try and stay connected to each other so that we all feel like one group.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And lastly, do they have a way to book you, website, Instagram handle, Facebook?
Yeah, I have an Instagram. It's just JohnTangowski29. You could find me on Facebook for John Tangowski. Yeah, I have a TikTok that I just started getting into. It's at keepgoing_.forward. You can follow me on all three of those. I have a YouTube channel called Inside the Pit. You can find me all the way, all over the place. And I'm always trying to show or give my love to music. I'll be starting a podcast soon. So that's out there.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, John, for coming with us. Best of luck to you and your music career. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.